the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick it with you.
We kick off hour number two. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. Southern Miss on the season, 45-18, 22-8 in conference. They have won their last four in a row. Of course, lots of actually, that doesn't make any sense. Didn't they lose the
So that's not right. Five out of their last six, maybe?
Oh, no, that is right. They lost to Samford in their first game of the regional, in the 2-3 game. And then beat Auburn in the losers game to knock them out.
Mm-hmm.
Then beat Samford to knock them out because they lost to Penn. And then beat Penn twice. So they lost to Samford to start in 10 innings, the regional that was at Auburn.
All right.
They were the team that played Ole Miss. And was it Ole Miss that backed out of finishing the game or something? In Mississippi or something when it was raining?
Was that Southern Miss?
Well, on their schedule, it says no contest.
Yeah.
That was it that then, was yeah. One of them. Yep. That was the second time.
Yeah, they swept.
Go ahead, sorry.
That's fine. They swept Liberty. They lost the series to Illinois 2-1. They lost a game to Mississippi State 10-9, a one-off midweeker. They swept Dallas Baptist. That might be one of their better wins of the season. They lost Ole Miss 11-5 in a midweek game. Won a series against Valpo 2-1, then got into conference play, played those teams. That Ole Miss game was then on March 28th. They played them again on a Tuesday night, and it just says no contest. So that was one of the games Ole Miss kind of chickened out of, I guess. They played at Alabama in a midweek game and lost 13-0. But I don't
– To Alabama?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like midweek games, I don't know
– Yeah. Who's pitching? Who's
like when it's close against Mississippi State, you know, the Mississippi State. Not, I mean, I'm sure they're not throwing their good best pitcher. It's kind of tough to tell. They went on the road at Coastal Carolina and lost the series 2-1. You know, another tournament team that got bounced yesterday, and then in the Sun Belt tournament, they actually won the whole thing. They lost about halfway through, but then were able to bounce back and come to the loser's bracket to win the conference tournament. Then lost to Samford, and then won their last four. Those four wins were against Auburn to knock them out, against Samford to knock them out, and then they beat Penn twice to advance to the Super Regional. And they have listed the Tennessee Super Regional on here, but it says location to be announced. So... be nice if we could find some back page in the NCAA where they've already like typed everything up, but they haven't like put the link out yet.
I don't even know if I want to.
You got a bad feeling? Don't think it's gonna be us.
Spittin' Seed says, all personal bias aside, Supers hosting should go to the team that won the better seeded regional.
Agreed.
Us.
Okay.
We beat the better team on their home field.
Well, I mean, they could just do it that way. Like, why don't they just star the side of the bracket that has the higher seed and say, this one's hosting? Like, that would be a very easy fix.
It's like, hey, we know you're not hosting, but if you win this, based on who you're
like
pitted against, you would host.
Basically, like,
unless it's the higher seed overall, then it makes sense.
Well, like, Clemson's the four seed. And Auburn would have been the 13th seed.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever comes out of the Clemson regional would just host the Super.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way they could make this just, you know. But I don't know. I mean, we've got the problems with some of these teams that can't host. They literally cannot host.
Yeah.
Or don't want to or can't make it happen. In Indiana State's case, like, they have the resources, sort of, but they're saying they don't at this particular time, which is weird. I mean, Kentucky just kind of faked it until they made it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like the, I mean, that happens in kind of like high school brackets sometimes. It's like, well, this side of the bracket is going to be the home team.
And is us beating Charlotte twice better than them beating Penn twice?
100%, yeah.
No, I don't.
I mean, Charlotte's a. I mean, I'm assuming Penn had to have won there.
They're both the three seeds, so I have no idea.
Oh, Penn was the three in that one. I guess Samford was
the
four.
Yeah, Samford was the four. Yeah, I mean, when you get to like where the number one seed would be versus a number one seed in like a high school playoff bracket, it just alternates year to year, like back and mm-hmm. forth. It is weird though that you can be like, well, Southern Miss was the higher seeded team in the whole bracket if they were against the weaker seeded team in the regional. But if they just had a rule, then we wouldn't even have to do this.
I was going back on NCAA.com to see if I could find a scenario we're trying to talk about.
Yeah.
And, like, they used to seed them on their page, like, 1, 2, 3, 4
and no,
in each region. So, yeah. Like, 1 and 1 would play each other in the super regional, but who was a higher seed? You didn't know. I mean, so.
Yeah, you can only go back. They only did the top 8 seeds for the last few years. So,
right,
there's no data before that.
Right.
It's a mess. How about that dollar?
Is it, though? Is the NCAA going to make more money going to Southern Miss?
No.
No.
With this budget that we submit?
Mm-hmm.
Does the NCAA, what expenses does the NCAA cover out of that?
Travel, right?
All travel.
So, if we
like and lodging,
sales,
right?
Go to the stadium, the team, right? Like,
I think it's a split.
It's a yeah.
So
you split the gate because the NCAA is saying we're going to let you host.
Yeah,
but we're going to take some of the money because we have allowed you to host. So we're going to take some of that money. So whatever you need to run the game, pay your people, run the facilities, all that. You'll have enough for that.
Well,
and
that's
then
my
we
thing.
Get our
if
cut.
You have less expenses. Which means they get more top line revenue. Is that a big advantage? If Southern Miss is like, we're going to do this cheap NCAA, you're going to clear a lot more money off the revenue once we. Because is it the host school pays their expenses, then splits the gate, the ticket revenue with the NCAA?
Possibly.
Or is it, yeah, Tennessee's got a lot more expenses because they're going to spend more. It's going to be a nicer venue, but Tennessee's going to eat that money and not make as much, and that's okay. We still get as much or more going to Knoxville over Hattiesburg.
If you cut your expenses, though, you're just ruining the tournament site because you're just making it a worse game
right.
day experience.
That's kind of what I'm after.
Less people selling beer, less people selling food, less ushers. You're taking longer to get in the damn gates because there's two people at a ticket window, and that's the only ticket window. I don't know. Seems like a pretty slimy way to go about doing things if you can gain an advantage there.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know how that...
Like, losing the revenue, though, a team like Southern Miss might actually have to resort to doing something like that because obviously don't have the financial backing to begin with that such a prestigious university as the University of Tennessee would have.
Prestigious. Prodigious.
Prestigious.
I don't know.
And their largest crowd was last year, 6,300 people saw them play Ole Miss.
Let's just make them all neutral sites moving forward. How about that?
No, that's terrible.
I don't know. Play them at the Smoky Stadium in Kodak.
Yeah, we do so well there. Especially last time.
That was a wood bat game.
Last year, Southern Miss was 10th nationally in average attendance for baseball at 4,771.
All right, so coming into the tournament, according to the Hattiesburg American newspaper, which is just another USA Today owned property, before the tournament, it was Tennessee and then Southern Miss and the RPI in that order right beside each other. The Golden Eagles averaged 5,472 fans at their two Super Regional games last season. The Vols drew 4,593 fans in their 2002 Super Regional series against Notre Dame.
I've been informed that any revenue over the expenses in the bid goes directly to the NCAA.
Any revenue?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't make any money on this.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I don't know if that's just, like, tickets.
Maybe, yeah, so they get all the ticket money. But maybe we're splitting the beer sales with whatever optional agreement we pick.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. That's why Indiana State was like, yeah, we don't want to host. We're out of here. Send them boys on the road.
So basically it's a break even to host. You're doing it for your fans and for
your team.
Yeah.
Here's a tidbit.
I mean, you might make more money on it kind of in perpetuity down the road because it helps your brand.
Well, and people going to the game, they're not all going to buy their shirts and stuff in the stadium. They may go on campus to the – well, and you're making money for your campus. People are going to be on campus.
Sure,
they're going to be going to restaurants.
It's good.
You're helping
your
the city
program
and all that. Yeah, but it's still
Yikes.
Very interesting.
Blake tweeted a picture
mm-hmm.
where he just got on SeatGeek, typed in Tennessee Volunteers Baseball, whatever. It has all the games, date and time, TBD, but it says NCAA Baseball Knoxville Super Regional Game 1. No Super Regional, no Hattiesburg Super Regional Tennessee Baseball tickets pop up.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Wait, this is on SeatGeek?
Correct.
How would they know?
I don't know.
Wouldn't they know first?
They're in bed with the NCAA.
Is that their official partner?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
But he also typed in Tennessee Volunteers Baseball, right? He didn't type in Southern Miss. If he types in Southern Miss, would the same thing happen?
Good question. We'll do some research. We'll come back with more.
I'm on it.
Out next. Hour two continues.
I need to say something.
Yeah.
So earlier in the show, I said D-Day, Decision Day.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea it was June 6th, actual D-Day. That was not me trying to be funny or flippant or make a mockery of it. I literally did not know the date.
Yikes.
I was not comparing today to actual D-Day.
Never want to hear anything I ever say again be criticized by you, buddy.
Well, this is how you apologize for it and... Mm-hmm. Let everyone know you made a terrible, honest mistake.
Rule one, never apologize for anything.
Well, I don't care. I didn't mean
I
got,
I mean, I just assumed you didn't know. I didn't think about
it. Did you know it was D-Day when I said that?
No.
No.
No, but it's one of those things like I knew, but not in the moment. You know
Yeah.
I just assumed you were like me and you don't wake up and check the calendar.
I don't.
I don't know what day it is until I get
here. I don't
think
I've ever said the word D-Day on the show, and I happen to say it today because it's decision day, D for decision, for the NCAA.
Right.
And it's actually the anniversary of Normandy Beach. I wouldn't say I'm a buff, but I've always been fascinated by World War II.
So much that you forgot what day it was today.
I didn't forget what day D-Day was. I just forgot that today was that day.
Yeah, well, never apologize unless you offend someone you personally care about. That's my
Well, I may
life.
Have, and I didn't mean to.
He's just explaining where he's at on this. He's not actually. He's not.
What are the odds?
He's
of all the days in the year to say that,
it is for crazy. It to
that's just wild.
No, that is nuts.
I looked down and I saw someone tweeted out D-Day, and I was like, "What were they listening? Oh my God, it's actual D-Day."
Mm. Well, we've got our Omaha picks are. Looking pretty rough. We've all got three teams eliminated.
Yep.
So it's even Steven at this point.
Kind of hoping I take you down, Nate.
Think so?
Well, I hope so. Really wouldn't mind seeing Southern Miss go down.
Well, I could still win. I just have to get Stanford and Florida there.
Let's see.
And I need Virginia to lose.
So I need South Carolina, Tennessee, and LSU to get through, and I've won this bad boy. Ha! Nothing to it. That would give me the lead over you and Sir Hickman.
Mm.
Still cannot believe it's actually D-Day. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. All right, back to the phone lines.
Foot in mouth.
We got Matthew on the horn. What's up, Matthew? You're on three and out.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Morning. What's up, Matthew?
I know I'm a week late on this, but I had to call and give my thoughts and everything. I didn't know it was D-Day. I didn't know it was the anniversary of that. I'll say that. Just remember those people and whatnot happened on that day, so thank you for that.
Cheers.
And, I want to call and talk about the great news of Triple J coming back.
Wow. I'll defer to Nate on this one.
He's been meaning to call for a week, but he forgot about the time change, and it's just been oversleeping, so.
Yeah.
That'll get you.
Yeah, what are you thinking, Matthew? Triple J coming back. Excited about it?
Oh, I am overjoyed.
He's a glue guy, you know? Team leader.
Five star, 5 years, you know?
The old Robert Hub strategy.
Hey, well, at least, Gillos is in the draft.
Something like that.
Yeah, he's in a draft. Yeah. I just don't know what European country he's in.
Yeah, Serbian military draft.
Yeah, I read all this stuff. You know, he's keeping his name in the draft. I don't know why. The only thing he should keep his name in is the Geico sweepstakes for the job. Triple J is coming back. He's coming back as a walk on.
That's what they're saying.
That's official? Like that's really clear. That's
that.
Real. Okay.
Too many people are saying it now.
It's probably what Barnes had to tell him.
So, does that mean we'll be starting a walk-on?
Yeah! That'll show them.
It's a good point, Matthew.
So these transfers, once again, you have these people who just don't want to leave for outside reasons, other than basketball, of course. That means these transfers that we get in aren't going to see the field, aren't going to see the court as much.
Hickman, that was your take. Dalton Connect just lost 10 minutes a game at least.
Yeah, like if Josiah wants to come back and play off the bench, just kind of like a 10-minute per game role, be a glue guy, be a chemistry and culture guy, like that's fine with me. But I will throw my TV remote through the screen if Josiah James is starting over Dalton Connect come whatever week of the month.
Can they not both start?
Off.
What if they both start?
If they both start, fine. But you'd put JJJ at the four. I think I'd rather have Ledlam at the four, though, and then just keep Connect at the three and not really have to mess with that. But still, like either way you look at it, he's going to be eating into Dalton Connect's minutes.
What are you talking about? You know what role he should be playing right now?
What's that, Matthew?
He should be playing the Tristan Thompson role.
Mm.
Sits there.
You cheerlead on the sidelines. You come in. You have one dunk the whole year. And you go sit right back on the bench.
I don't even think he can dunk anymore, though.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
He struggles with the jumping.
He was good on a team that won rings, though.
Tristan?
All he did was rebound the ball.
I mean, he did his job.
That's what we need Triple J to do.
That's what we need Triple J to do.
He thinks his job is to be a knockdown three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. It's not.
That's when he gets in trouble.
All right. Tired of talking about those losers. baseball team.
Yeah.
So, we are hosting the Super, correct?
Not sure yet. They're going to tell us at 10 o'clock.
Okay, because I was confused on this as well. Because was the report was that we had to win a game and Southern Miss had to not win three straight?
Yes.
Right.
And has Southern Miss won three straight?
Yeah, they knocked off Penn last night to win their third straight game.
Okay.
Penn choked it away. They've choked away both games against Southern Miss.
Well, I saw, so they just, are they flipping a coin?
Kind of.
The committee will vote, and we do not have many friends on the committee, and Southern Miss has
two or three.
Yeah, one of the committee members' sons plays for Southern Miss, and another was a former athletic director at Southern Miss.
Well, this is kind of like the same committee that does the college football playoff. They have a gym teacher on there, so.
Yeah, it's not looking great if you read the tea leaves, but there's still a chance.
So, let me get this straight. Arkansas eliminated and Vanderbilt eliminated, and both those coaches hate Vitello, but they aren't going to Supers.
Very sad.
But Vandy won the conference tournament.
Hang a banner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man, I feel so bad for them.
We should send Dave Van Horn a fruit basket.
Or those Arkansas guys who called in 2 years ago. And
oh, yeah, that was great.
Those poor guys.
My last thing before I let y'all go, I don't know if y'all are an NBA show, but what do y'all think about the finals? I'll let y'all go.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call,
Matthew. Thanks for the call.
Hickman, I'll let you have the floor.
Nuggets in five.
The Heat stole, what, game two?
Yeah.
Once yeah.
What did they lose? They lost by 30 in the first game and then won?
No,
they lost by 9, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's what the Nuggets do. They get up big and they let it get a little tight late.
That was the Nuggets' first home loss of the playoffs, though, right?
I believe so. Nuggets in five, and Nikola Jokic is probably going to be known as a top 15, top 20 player of all time already after he wins finals MVP.
Mm.
The guy could have been sitting on history, but some people at ESPN had to bring race into the MVP voting.
Perkins.
Talking about Jokic winning three in a row, and as soon as that got mentioned, I think Jokic was in the driver's seat for his third straight MVP. As soon as race got brought up, the script really flipped midseason towards Joel Embiid to win MVP, and I think we found out this playoffs that he's a fraud, always has been, always will be.
I'm not going to count the Heat out. They play hard. They got the better coach. They beat the Bucks. They beat really good teams.
Yeah, the question is, was what Spo did in Game 2,
they just let
was that lucky, or is that like Spo coming up with this perfect game plan? Because what did he have in the first game, like 12 assists? Then he had four in game two.
Yeah, they just let him go. They guarded the other guys.
They're kind of looking at this as like Kentucky looked at Juroš Plavšić, just like let him score as much as he wants to. Like,
Did you just compare Juroš Plavšić to Jokic?
Yeah. The way they're defending him is like they're trying to let Jokic affect others' play, like the play of others,
his teammates,
in as little ways
as possible.
They
realize they can't stop him.
Yeah, and just let him get his.
Go guard the Porters, the KCPs. Yeah. The role players that beat you in game one.
At the end of the day, though, like the Heat are on a great run. At the end of the day, they were an 8 seed who had to come back from a deficit in the fourth quarter of a play-in game. At the end of the day, they'll come back to that. And
you still want to hear from Jake and Charlie.
That is true. I don't want. I definitely don't want to hear a victory lap from those two clowns.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about the hosting sites. Got maybe a little more info here. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour two continues.
You said you had some updated news and notes.
Just somebody made a good point. that basically whichever school will guarantee the most money in their bid while checking all the boxes. And we know both schools will check all the boxes. Like, neither school is going to be like, yeah, you can't host. You didn't have the, like, they're going to fill out their forms, right? They both hosted last year.
Right.
So, and it said it's really not going to matter. Like, the hotel rooms thing isn't really going to matter as long as Southern Miss has enough hotel rooms.
Right.
It's just going to come down to how much money they're guaranteeing to the NCAA. Tennessee would have maybe a little bit of an advantage with, like, you know, luxury box seating type of stuff on the price point there.
We would or they would?
That we would. Tennessee okay. would. But they, you know, they do have more standing room only. You know, they have more tickets total. So it's basically just really, really close. And then I think you mentioned this earlier, but I don't understand the whole guarantee. Like, if they bid and say, we project we're going to give the NCAA this much money.
Right.
Does that mean they have to give them that much money even if yeah. they missed the projection?
I think so.
That's what it sounds like, too.
It's basically like, that's what I was saying earlier. Like, what is, so if last year was, let's say last year was $600,000 that we sent the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if we'd have access to this number, but let's say Southern Miss was, you know, $350,000 last year from their super. If we project those same numbers, theoretically, they would say, oh, well, we're going to make, you know, an extra $250,000 if we go to Knoxville. We're going to do that. But the question is, if you're Tennessee, do you take a chance and say, well, what if Southern Miss overbids? And how much money are we willing to lose to host a super? So if it was $600,000 last year, we think we can make that again. Do we say, hey, it's $800,000 because we realize that's a number? I mean, at that point, you're talking about $550,000 in a gap. And I don't think Southern Miss would be able to catch Tennessee because losing that money if you're Southern Miss hurts your athletic department a lot more than $500,000 if you're Tennessee. Not that we would lose that much, but essentially Tennessee, because we're so financially sound across the athletic department, if we did take a bigger hit to host the Super, it's not as big of a detriment to our entire athletic department and overall fund as it would be for Southern Miss. So hypothetically, you could kind of juice that number a little bit to entice the NCAA and make sure that you kind of box out Southern Miss.
But didn't we submit these bids before the whole tournament started?
That's what I was asking earlier. Like, do we get to go back and say, well, before the tournament we thought it was this, but now that we've won the Super, or now that we've won the regional against Clemson, mm-hmm. people are back on board after watching that 14-inning slugfest. You know, we are. You know, maybe we could show them, like, hey, look at the, because they had the ticket request the last couple of days for Supers. We could say, hey, look, we weren't sure if we'd be able to sell it out, but now we got standing room only, and we got a backline of people that just want to come in here and watch the game. So maybe. I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to resubmit or doctor your bid.
Could you go back to last year's and see how the two teams compared since you both hosted a Super?
That's what I just said. I don't know if we'd have access to theirs.
That's true. Well, the NCAA would, right?
Yeah, they would. But again, if the – and I don't know, maybe it's possible that they made more money for the NCAA than we did last year, and there's nothing we can do about it.
I was wondering what the average price of a ticket was last year.
And maybe you mentioned this earlier, Aaron Fitt last night tweeted, the Southern Miss Vols hosting debate will be fierce. John Cohen said this on Southern Miss last week. I think they're probably one win away from getting potentially in that number 16 seat. Their numbers are good across the board. It's really hard to poke a hole in what they did. Great league. They're right there.
That's known Tennessee hater Aaron Fitt as well.
Mm. Is he a known hater?
Yeah, he was very harsh on Tennessee and Tony Vitello last year.
Oh, he was soft on the whole
just
thing, huh? And so is John Cohen the Mississippi State, is it the NCAA committee chair? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's the Mississippi State athletic director. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like we're screwed.
Yeah, you got to kind of feel like he would actually maybe support the Vols over Southern Miss, right? I mean, that's an in-state rival of his.
Yeah, maybe.
Getting good pub on national television.
What website earlier did someone say had...
SeatGeek.
Okay. So SeatGeek does say Lindsey Nelson Stadium, Knoxville Super Regional, game one. And I just got another one, but I can't tell what website it is. This might just be Google. Like, if you Google Tennessee baseball Super Regional tickets, and I just can't tell what website that's through. But it says Knoxville baseball, or NCAA baseball, Knoxville Super Regional, all sessions, Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Boy, this is going to be a cruel trick if we don't get it now with these little leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Ryan in Mobile, not going to get to go to the game.
So John
he said
Cohen,
he's okay with that.
John Cohen, Nate, is actually, he's the Auburn AD.
Auburn?
Yeah.
Maybe it used to be it.
Yeah, because remember they had the guy on the committee that helped them swindle a host site out from somebody.
Yeah.
Yes, because they were the only team outside the top 16 in the RPI to get a hosting site, right? Yeah.
He'll help us out. We gave them Bruce.
I'm sure you will. Wait, this says, maybe this is an old one. This says AD Mississippi State, John Cohen. Term expiration August 2023.
Yeah, he's the guy who took over to clean up the whole Brian Harsin mess, right?
Yeah, but he's listed as the Auburn AD 2 days ago in this article.
Okay, so maybe that was just an old shot of the committee, and then that changed, you know, obviously between then and now. Okay. Because that sheet I read earlier of the committee says, on the committee he's listed as Mississippi State Athletic Director. So he's at Auburn now.
He's at Auburn now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he got tasked with cleaning up the Brian Harsin mess.
How'd that go?
I don't know. That's when they made the switch. No, when all that was going down.
There was one Redditor that said Cohen's going to pull a coup and Southern Miss will take on Tennessee this weekend in Auburn, Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Penn was actually the 4 seed in that bracket, not the 3. The 3 seed was Samford. Kind of weird. But.
They had them too. Penn did.
Yeah. Crazy.
We're sitting here celebrating today if Penn holds on in one of those games.
I know.
Yeah.
We're still celebrating.
Yeah, happy to be here, you know. Happy to be in the Supers.
Just win, baby. Final segment, hour two next.
Interesting.
Final segment, hour number two. Wow. John Cohen, that Auburn AD, he admitted that he didn't really follow teams in the Northeast that much.
Okay.
And so a lot of those coaches up there were kind of mad Auburn got to host. Thought they didn't deserve it. So apparently a anonymous coach texted one of the D1 baseball guys after Auburn lost as soon as they were knocked out and sent this text that said, quote, "Looks like this will give John Cohen time to get familiar with the rest of the field."
Jeez.
Yep. I mean, it's bad for a host team to lose in the first two games.
Especially when you consider, like, the AD tie on the committee and they didn't deserve it.
I feel like that never happens.
Like, I don't...
Like, it's bad. Like, occasionally...
What was Auburn's record? Like, I don't remember them being really... I feel like they had a nice stretch there, like middle of the season.
I think they maybe had
they
like
were worse than us, weren't they?
Like one or two wins less than us. I mean, we were pretty
identical.
That's what I'm,
like, yeah, it's just a scam. Like, this is just the NCAA in a nutshell. They just, oh, we've made a committee, and then it's
they
all
were
just
17-13 in the league. What were we in the league?
That was us too.
Same, really?
So,
I mean, what? Give me a break.
They,
God, we should have just swept Missouri. We're hosting.
They beat Missouri to start the SEC tournament and then lost two against Vanderbilt and Alabama. And they finished the season. They won the LSU series,
mm-hmm.
winning the
second two
games.
That's pretty good.
And then they won their last two SEC series against bad opponents, but still Ole Miss and Missouri. So they won their last eight SEC games.
Which they had two freebies built in there.
They also they also went on the road and beat South Carolina in the series before LSU. So it was kind of they won the Mississippi State series before that. They lost to Alabama series. So 1, 2, 3, 4. They won their last five SEC series. Basically, they were probably a team that's not that good, but they were really hot. So got in the regional and lost that Penn game in 11 innings, and then Southern Miss got upset too. So in that second game, they are playing the better of the two teams. You know, they're playing the two seed instead of the three, as you'd normally happen. So weird regional there. Kind of funny though.
Yeah, I'd like to know the stats on the host team going 0-2. Obviously, we've had a couple of host schools get eliminated this year, but I don't think I can recall a national seed going 0-2 right out of the gate. Mike Rooney, who is a college baseball analyst,
Rooney
says both Southern Miss and Tennessee have excellent cases to host the Super next weekend. It will be a very difficult decision on the committee. In my opinion, though, I would pick Tennessee, but both are absolutely defensible.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Like, I'll be upset if we don't get it, but I'm not going to be necessarily mad because it's the argument can at least be made for Southern Miss, mm-hmm. even though it does feel like the committee is heavily slanted in their favor, and you could make the argument that we're the better team who won the better regional and yada yada yada. It still is, I don't think it's quite as cut and dry, but whatever. Whatever.
We'll wait another hour. Why didn't they just announce this last night? Like, what?
You should be able to at least announce that one. Hey, this is where it's going to be played. You don't have to tell the date and time yet. You just be like, hey, they're going to go to Southern Miss, or they're going to, as soon as the game
ends.
Yeah,
at least people could then plan their travel and stuff.
Weekend.
Yeah. It's bad enough you don't even make money hosting. I can't believe the NCAA is still a thing. I can't believe one of these, like, big, I don't know. Is it going to take an Elon Musk that's, like, type of person that's like just diehard sports fan to like just got to have a gazillion dollars and just call up every college president and be like, hey, starting a new group. It's called, you know, this is the Collegiate Sport Club.
New World Order.
You'll make more money.
New Collegiate Order.
I'll keep less. The NCO.
I'd be fine with that.
Okay. Like, what are they taking the money for? So they can then punish you. So they can have all these enforcement agents.
Yes, thanks for paying us. Now, we're going to use this money to pay the attorneys who are going to hammer your football team.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We shouldn't even want to host.
It's like the worst mafia ever. We've said it for 5 years. They are the mafia. We're going to let you run your shop. We're not going to shut down your shop. But you're going to pay us all the money that you make from your shop.
Pretty much.
You're going to go and you're going to have your little game. You're not going to make any money. We get it.
Can you do Joe Pesci from Goodfellas?
I never could do a really good Joe Pesci.
Very high-pitched voice.
Yeah,
you know?
It's really high-pitched and Italian, and I just can't. Oh. There's a little bit of, like, Costanza in there when he gets, like, agitated.
Honey, the case cracker.
What do you think about this new UFO whistleblower?
Pretty dangerous stuff.
Said they found dead alien pilots in these ships.
Are they really pilots or just like the surrogate pilot, like the mechanism pilot that's manned from galaxies away? Did you see that Apple released their new virtual reality goggles yesterday?
No. What's
you didn't
the
see these bad boys?
No.
Yeah, they're like, I really don't get it. It's like this, obviously an immersive goggle that you can actually see out of when you have it on if you need to. But, like, you control it with your hands. Like, there's no controllers. It, like, somehow recognizes what you're doing with your hands, so you scroll with your hands. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And they're only, like, $3,800.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I figured it'd be more.
Do you guys hear about
What do you do with them, though? They going to put those on the cows?
I don't know, because it's actually funny, because as I'm watching, like, I'm thinking they're going to show, like, and here's what you can do. And they're like, you can make a scene and live in this view of this mountain range. And I'm like, okay. And it's like, or
so you
can
just be in a different place.
You can answer a text.
Oh, great. For $3,800. I can do that right now. For money I've already spent.
Yeah, and you don't have to wear those dumb goggles. I don't know. Like, I'm sure they'll come up with some. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be very good. It's Apple. They don't really do anything that's terrible.
Apple sucks. But so does Android, so Apple sucks a little less.
It's kind of a big deal. Usually when Apple gets involved in something, like, they end up kind of running the show with it.
Did you guys hear about that sonic boom yesterday in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. Briefly.
Did we?
Yeah.
Do you guys know where the plane took off from?
Apple Vision
Pro.
Elizabeth in Tennessee.
The Cessna?
Yeah, that got that crashed.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just read that.
No, this is Apple's first shot at VR glasses, or AR glasses, whatever they're calling it. Augmented reality.
Oh, is that what they're calling it, AR?
It seamlessly blends the real and digital world.
Chris. That's not the big breaking news.
Okay, we'll tell you what is next.
Huge.